16E. You are going to hear a short extract about wearable technology. After listening, answer the question.
If you care about the environment, should you buy an apple or an orange at your grocery store? Should your family go on holiday to Tenerife or to Lapland? A wearable app is currently being developed to answer questions like these. Mark Costas has the story.
I don't know about you, but I've often wondered how I could make more eco-friendly choices. So I was happy to read about Benjamin Hubert from the UK design studio, Layer. His team is currently developing a wearable app called WorldBeing that aims to help people reduce their carbon footprint. The app will track your daily carbon footprint, measuring everything from the type of transport you use, the type of meal you order in a restaurant, how far you walk, and the lights you use at home. The longer you use it, the more attuned it will become to your lifestyle, says Hubert. He hopes the app will encourage people to fight global warming. With our app, people could share information about their carbon footprint. Peer pressure is a powerful thing, and with WorldBeing, friends can urge one another to use energy in a responsible way. The developers say that the app will support people in their efforts to make better decisions on a day-to-day basis. Could this be just the first step? I mean, phase two might be more proactive. Maybe the app will automatically turn off the lights at home when you have exceeded your allocated light allowance for the day. Or perhaps your app will automatically name and shame you on social media if you buy fruit out of season or fly long distance? I mean, the possibilities are endless. WorldBeing could be used to control the way people use...